Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. 37 till the hour. I'm just, the time's getting away from me because it's so much fun having a good time here with our good friend Russell Brown, original founding member of our Brain Trust, and we appreciate him very much. 14 years. Happy anniversary, baby. 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust, and we thank you very much for that. Russell, all the great times and that you've spent with us and all the great information you've helped us learn about buying and selling a business. Russell's books, by the way, folks, are Preparing Your Business for Sale, which is a hardback. It's outstanding. And then also Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. That's an award-winning book. Kiplinger gave it a great award. And then your software, BizPricer, BizPricer.com, is the standard in the industry for pricing a business. And so, Russell, congratulations on that. You want to make my folks an offer? You got anything you want to sweeten the pot for them a little bit, Russ?
Well, yeah. Listen, I have just instituted within the last 2 weeks a free trial of BizPricer for 14 days.
Wow.
No credit card required.
Wow.
You just go to my website and you'll download the full program and get to use it for 14 days.
Huh.
And then you can make your choice on buying it. Or not.
But after 14 days, your trial just kind of evaporates, right?
It evaporates, but whatever data you've created,
yeah,
for the valuation will stay with the one
if you decide to buy it.
If you decide to buy it, and even if you don't right away, it'll still be there.
What a deal. It's
a great deal. And so please take advantage of it.
BizPricer.com. Go try the free trial. And if they buy the book, if they go ahead and buy the program, you're going to throw in a book, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So
I will do that for you. I'll do that for my customers in your name.
Just tell them that you heard it on my show, folks, and he'll love you up, I promise you. Russell, let's talk some more about some intangible assets. I'm really concerned about businesses. You said either on the air or off the air, I can't remember, something that tracks with Ken Croson's work, and that's that more and more small businesses' assets are crossing over the 50% line to more intangible and less tangible. Well, you and I both know that we take our financial statements to the bank, and they give us credit based on the strength of our financial statements. Most bankers, I mean all bankers, I should say, they like serial numbers. They like legal descriptions and serial numbers. Well, you don't have either one of those on a website or on intangible assets. What are we going to do about if a buyer wants to buy a business and part of that assets, a lot of those assets are intangible? How does that bank get involved in helping buy the business?
Well, increasingly, banks are recognizing intangible assets as an asset class that can be collateralized. And so you can borrow money against it.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't all banks.
That's a rare banker, I think, at this point. Now,
it's changing.
They've got to change.
It is changing, and it's changing because of the internet, because of the types of businesses, mm-hmm. the virtual businesses that are now existing. There are a lot of companies out there that haven't gone public.
Right.
And really what their asset base is intangible assets.
Right.
But yet they are borrowing tens of millions of dollars in some cases or more to expand and grow their business. And so it is happening. Unfortunately, it is more focused in the bigger companies, the bigger names, and that you'd see on the
right.
on the internet and,
right.
and all this virtual space. But it is trickling down. It is growing. I'm getting more and more customers for my software from banks to see what because BizPricer calculates the intangible asset value of the company.
Folks, the main thing I want you to take away, is if you're selling a business, do not disregard, do not fail to require value for your intangible assets. You got to identify what those are. You got to establish them, and you need to get value for them. So work hard on that, and let Russell help you with his BizPricer program, BizPricer.com. And don't forget to take advantage of his free 14-day free trial. Russell, that's a great deal. Thank you for making that available to small business owners.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Appreciate Jeff. You, buddy. Happy anniversary. Thanks for 14 great years.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
See you next time. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.